Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 26th, as we are going to talk about some great milestone moments in athletic history and some of the great players that did them with their uniform numbers. But before we do that, let's make sure that you are aware of our newsletter. It is so easy to sign up for. Just go to the show notes of this very podcast. Sign up. It's that simple. Or you can go to jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com, and you'll get a delivery each day at 6:30 a.m. in your email inbox. Cancel at any time. It's totally free. And you know everything that's going on, from all our podcasts to our posts and some of the things going on at sportshistorynetwork.com as well. Now, let's get to those uniform numbers for December 26th. They are number 3, 76, 7, 9, 10, 6, 5, 27, 66, 25, and 8. Those are some of the uniform numbers we'll be talking about in this December 26th discussion. We're going to start off in the year 1917 on the 26th of December, and it was the first National Hockey League defenseman to score a goal. It was Toronto Maple Leafs' Harry Cameron who scored that goal. And in 1919, on the 26th, the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox reached a historic agreement to move future baseball Hall of Fame pitching slugger Babe Ruth to New York. Ruth would eventually don a number 3 in the Yankee pinstripes, and thus started the curse of the Bambino, where the Boston Red Sox would take almost 100 years before they would be able to win a championship game. December 26, 1925, the New York Americans and the Pittsburgh Pirates set an NHL record by recording a combined 141 shots on goal. The Americans won 3-1, with Roy Waters making an incredible 70 saves for Pittsburgh. And not far behind was Jake Forbes, who had 67 saves for New York. December 26, 1954, the National Football League Championship, Cleveland Municipal Stadium. The Browns thrashed the Detroit Lions 56-10, and Cleveland's place kicker, who was Lou the Toe Groza, made 8 extra points, which ended up being a new title game record. December 26, 1967, the Ballon d'Or awards were giving out. Forward Florian Albert, who wore number 9 that season, won the award as the best European soccer player, ahead of Manchester United's midfielder number 10, Bobby Charlton, and Celtic winger number 7, Jimmy Johnstone. In 1968, on December 26, the Boston Bruins number 6, Ted Green, set an NHL penalty record of 3 minors, 2 majors, and 2 game misconducts. He was a little bit out of hand that game, and it was a game against the New York Rangers in New York's Madison Square Garden. December 26, 1972, another Ballon d'Or awards, and Bayern Munich defender number 5, Franz Beckenbauer, won the award for the best European football player ahead of and tied fellow German duel of number 9, Gerd Müller, and number 10, Günther Netzer. December 26, 1986, the Hartford Whaler center number 27, Doug Jarvis, set an NHL record of 916 consecutive games as the Whalers tied 1-1 after overtime against his old club, the Montreal Canadiens. In 1989, on this date of 26th of December, the Ballon d'Or awards were given out again, and this time it was Milan's second straight 1-2-3 Dutch striker, number 9 Marco van Basten, won his second best football player ahead of number 6 Franco Baresi and teammate number 5 Frank Rijkaard. That takes us to 1991 on December 26th, and a future Hall of Fame right winger, number 7 Joe Mullen, scored 4 goals for the second straight NHL game as the Pittsburgh Penguins routed the Toronto Maple Leafs 12-1. And in that game also, number 66 Mario Lemieux, his teammate, added 2 goals along with 5 assists, and number 25 Kevin Stevens had 2 goals and 4 assists as well. A very productive Penguins front line. Finally, in 2006, December 26, at 40 years, 268 days, number 8, Teddy Sheringham scored for West Ham United in a 2-1 loss to Portsmouth at Upton Park in London. He became the oldest goal scorer in EPL history. And that is your sports break for this December 26th, the day after Christmas sports history. And we are glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day for more great sports history, for the milestone moments of the great athletes that wore numbers in the game. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.